The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.
In conversation with Shafiq Morden.
Voice of the Cape Drive, yes indeed, in conversation with the San and Khu University Digital Archive Research Group on at UCT African Studies, have issued a statement following the fire that burnt down the African Studies Special Collections Library on April the 18th. We now chat briefly to Interim Director of the San and Khu Unit at UCT, Dr. June Bam Hutchison. Dr. Bam Hutchison, welcome.
Good afternoon, listeners, and good afternoon to you.
Indeed, you know, to say that we are devastated is an understatement. But where do we stand right now? Because a very interesting press release has been issued by your department, and it says, if these archives were more closely integrated in our teaching programs, it would encourage literacy through interaction and engagement. And then, of course, the fact that the motto in the coat of arms is a result of us not losing some documents. So very quickly, your take on all of this.
Yeah. We've just started the process of, at university, you know, especially after Roads Must Fall in 2015, to really give access to the archive and for students to have archival literacy in terms of their heritage and really understanding and coming closer to that African Studies Library collection. And also for the community through the Kara Restorative Justice Forum that we work with the Center for African Studies. And so this is quite devastating because it was just at the start of that process. But we hope that all is not lost, that we can actually, we will still have some of those key collections. And I think everybody knows now that the collection of Thabo, the Kham people, and through the Blake and Lloyd Archive, as it's called, been called, has been getting a lot of coverage, and that has been saved. But there's a bigger picture, you know, in terms of the context of that archive, in terms of our inclusive history as South Africans, and particularly in the Western Cape that's so de-Africanized, you know, where people are so dislocated from the continent in terms of their own culture and heritage. So this archive and its loss has big implications. We don't know. We're still waiting on the report, but some of the materials could be recovered and protected. Some have been damaged by water. We're still waiting on the report. And there's a whole consultation process going on, as you may know, because the donors and those to whom the archives belong, some of the activists who gave the archives to the university that may not have been digitized or protected, you know, from the fire, you know, it could have been lost. So going through that process is very important for the university. So we are still waiting, and we're all anxious, but yeah, we're still waiting.
Do you think what the biggest lesson to learn from all of this is that we can't just lock these things away and nobody ever uses them? What is interesting anecdotally, if you go to the Cape Archives in Rowland Street, it's quite amazing to see how many members of the public come in there to try and find out about their families. But the fact is, people are using it as opposed to the university archive, which probably would have helped a lot of people at the other Rowland Street archives, haven't really enjoyed much access.
No, absolutely. It's crucially important, and therefore, you know, we have transformation at universities in higher education to really open the doors of learning, which, you know, was said so long ago with the Freedom Charter. We've just started that process with the community coming to terms with what they just in our own relationship with the Tara Restorative Justice Forum, the civic organizations of SAN and COI structures. And now there's been the fire, but I think the lesson that we are learning and what we're thinking of and what we're mourning is our relationship with archives, that we need to sort of really look at the ethos of access. And the university was in the process of addressing this midway, and I think then this disaster came. But I think that's an absolutely important point, how we rethink the archives and our relationship with it, so that there's not alienation where we think, oh, we, you know, we can just burn and destroy something, when you're actually shooting yourself in the foot and for generations to come, because these archives belong to us. You know, they are our heritage, and they give us great insight into them, in terms of how we related culturally, in terms of language, you know, in terms of rituals, all sorts of things that in contemporary societies you find a lot of bigotry and you find prejudice. But if you work in such archives, you get a sense of belonging, you know, you get a sense of who you are, how you're relating to others, and it really works with ignorance. So, and it can address ignorance. And so there's a kind of cognitive justice that comes, you know, with that in terms of your identity. So yes, you're absolutely right. It does get us to rethink our relationship with archives and on access and the ethos and values that we should have in opening up university spaces and knowledge.
Dr. June Bam Hutchison, Interim Director, SAN and Hui Unit, UCT, thanks for jumping out of meeting to chat to us. You can now go back to the meeting, but thanks for chatting to us.
I'm back in the digital archive meeting, yes. How to restore and establish the archive. Thank you so much, listeners, and thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3.